I'm just going to what am I doing? Let's record. I don't want that. All right, we're just going to crank this thing right now. Is that started? Hello. Hello, and welcome to our pre-show. I don't know exactly at what point did you pick this up. Pre-show today is going to be slightly truncated, if you will, or slightly shorter, because we are doing our fill-only today. It's Monday, and this is as it is, you know, and we're certainly hoping that you on some level can enjoy what we're doing. It's funny, I've been hearing from people, you know, this coffee, I made some coffee. I'm going to just pour it into this Starbucks I got. Watch this. This is a Starbucks that I have. And watch what I'm going to do. Because I can't find a fucking clean mug. That's how jacked up my life is. Here's my Turkish. And it's going to go into the Starbucks Venti Latte. Fuck. And that's probably going to taste maybe good. I don't know. Coffee's coffee. Coffee's coffee, whatever it is. You know, I mean, how can it not be good? There's Kathy Schulman, president of the Women in Film and Important Shit Like That Society. All right. Okay, all right. I think I forgot to put sugar in that motherfucker. God damn it. That's what it tastes like to me anyway. But at this point, I don't give a fuck because I gotta get some caffeine in me. All right, what time do we have here, man? All right, I gotta turn this fan on. I wonder if I can gate this motherfucker. Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2. Testing 1 2. I don't think that's good though. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna have to just leave that. I'm just gonna have to sweat. But I came into the studio this morning and it was very cool. I mean, we'd left the windows open a little bit. And, you know, this goddamn thing here. Fuck. This motherfucking thing, I'm telling you, man, it makes me nuts. I'm sorry to say it, but it just does. All right, so it was very cool in the studio that, oh, man, this is how this room feels when there's fresh air. And I turned off the TriCaster. Usually you're leaving computers on around here, around the clock, based upon some advice I'd gotten years and years ago about memory usage. I don't know. But, and it frankly is probably better to leave a big computer on than it, you know, it is to power it up and down all the time. It's kind of interesting. When I was working at, I was doing a show once. I gotta make some notes here. Where the fucking hell? Here we go. Accessories. Okay. And, and let's see what else. Laurel and Hardy. A color movie of Laurel and Hardy. I hope this isn't that Utopia movie that was so fucking bad. This looks like a home movie. It is a home movie. No, they don't look that bad there. Maybe they're older. No, he looks older there. Oliver Hardy looks older. There was a This Is Your Life TV show in the 50s. And they had a guy come out and say, "This is your life." And they would bring you out and you go, "Oh, fuck, you know, this is my life, huh?" Yeah. Well, they did it to Laurel and Hardy. And they apparently the ruse to get them to somewhere close to where the cameras were going to be, they mocked up an apartment or a hotel room or something, and then they pulled the walls away, and there was the camera. Laurel and Hardy, This Is Your Life. And whatever it was that they told them to get them over to this hotel room, It didn't look like it was received well by Oliver, you know, the fat guy there. And Ollie was, or Babe, as they called him, Babe Hardy, at this point, you know, was pushing 60, I think, and he was in his mid-50s, heavy smoker, and was not going to be in good health. In another couple of years, he was going to have a devastating stroke that eventually killed him. But I could tell that this was a guy that probably, off camera, was a guy that was just like, you know, let's get this shit done. You know, let's go. You know, probably stuff bugged him. I think he loved to golf. I'd heard stories from Stan Laurel that Oliver Hardy, you know, man, he, as soon as they were done shooting, he couldn't get the fuck off the stage fast enough to get over to, what's the course in Toluca Lake or in Burbank? Is it Lakeside or Lakewood Country Club? Which is, I suppose, you know, as you would expect, but... Anyway, on this show, This Is Your Life, Ralph Edwards is the host of the show. He goes, Laurel and Hardy, This Is Your Life. And did he say that? Yeah, yeah. And he parts the screen, and there's Oliver Hardy. He's got a cigarette. He's looking like, what the fuck? The look on his face when that thing parted and the cameras were on him was of real irritation. And as soon as he recognized what was going on, I wouldn't say that he was on 100%, but he sort of brightened up, and he recognized, you know, I better be on my best P's and Q's here. But he was like, you know, and Oliver Hardy, or, you know, Laurel and Hardy, This Is Your Life. Be like a guy, you'd see some guy just sort of looking like, what the fuck, what's all this shit, you know? And he had this goddamn cigarette. I never saw Oliver Hardy with a cigarette. Today, we see a man that size with a cigarette, and we're like, you're looking to die before 6 o'clock. I mean, what's your story, you know? And it's just so funny how we, you know, have changed. And so many of you guys, you know, grew up in a, I got to tell you, you've grown up in a much healthier time in terms of how we view all these habits. When I was a kid, cigarettes and cigarette smoking was so common, and my parents smoked in the house, and I liked the smell of tobacco. I loved it. I thought it smelled like really cool adult shit that was going to be happening. You know, my dad would take us over to his partner, not his partner, it was a friend of his, a guy by the name of Dick Weimer, Richard Weimer. And Mr. Weimer was an architect, and he was over on Santa Anita in Arcadia, and he had this really cool office. It was one of these typical, I think, of a lot of the, you know, suburban areas. You know, you have these just one-story, just an office building, but it's just one office. Something like maybe he built it himself or something, right off of Santa Anita. And when you went in there, you smelled coffee, and you smelled cigarettes, and you smelled the tools of, wow. I would just go in there, man, this smells great in here, you know? And Mr. Weimer had all of these architectural blueprints, which just fascinated the hell out of me, man. I saw these blueprints that he even drew the little flowers, you know? Here's where the flower bed is, and then over here is going to be here. And I understand why we were paying him the visit, because... My dad was putting in a pool in the backyard, and now it all made, you know, it makes sense now, but at the time I never put the two things together. But as the years went by, oh yeah, he was doing that, and that's why we were going there. I thought it was just because my father and him were, well, they were friends, but there was obviously a purpose to this thing. But Christ, he was a cigarette smoker like my dad, and I used to love the smell of cigarettes. To me, cigarettes smelled like, man, the adults are here, and they're doing interesting shit, and they're working, and they're creating, and they're playing, and they're doing, you know. And I wanted to do that, you know. But God damn, that is some fucked up coffee, man. What did I say? It was gonna be good.
No.
Let me turn this motherfucker off. Okay. Like I said, our pre-show is short today. I apologize, but I have no choice. I have no choice in the matter. Ah, fuck! Oh, man. Where are we at here, man? Audacity. Okay, now it's a 10-minute pre-show. Look, there's James Dean. They're doing it. James Dean on television. All right. What are you doing, man? What in the fuck are you doing, dude? Turn this off. Turn this on. Oh, man. What am I doing here now? Okay. You know.
Pistachio.
All right. I'm ready to rock this motherfucker, man. Is there a theme to it? No. Made a strong case for Colts fans over the worst play in NFL history. If the Colts were trying to exact some Deflategate revenge Sunday night against the Patriots, this probably wasn't the best way to do it. Down 21-21 late in the third quarter, Indianapolis aimed at perhaps a Bill Belichick level of trickery on a 4th-and-3 play from zone 37. The idea, put 9 players out of the right, make wide receiver Griff Whalen the snapper, and put appropriately named but inappropriately positioned free safety Colt Anderson under center. What follows, well, perhaps what you would expect. Well, they didn't. To add insult to what was already downright insulting, the players tasked with executing the play, the Colts were flagged for an illegal formation. If anyone in the Colts organization reads this, could possibly explain the intent behind the play, please feel free to sound off in the comments. Was Anderson supposed to run for the first with no blockers? Was he supposed to throw it to someone on the right with no blockers? Was he supposed to just immediately fall to the ground as he did in a waving the white flag type of gesture? No, he got tackled. Gentleman is 21. Blackjack hit. Sir, you have 21? I also like to live dangerously. Huh? That Colts play was the equivalent of a Bond villain coming up with a contrived way of killing Bond and failing miserably in that attempt. That Colts play was like when you're playing Go Fish with a two-year-old and that they put all their cards down and yell Yahtzee. Actually, Michigan punter thinks that was a good play for the Colts. Even the league's official account couldn't help. That was a formation of the Colts' fourth down play. This was that they did not convert. What the fuck was that? All right, well, let's go for it, man.